Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Gemara Menachos and Afku Dalin Omed Aleph. The sugi is maskil with the Indian of Dam Nevela. It brings the Tana and Rabbi Yudam Vashisha Dvar Mikule Beishamay Umechumre Beishilel. Dam Nevelas Beishamay Metarin Ubeishilel Metamin. It's what's Pshan in Shidus Veshamai that he holds its tar. As Rashi and Shabbos and Daf Ayin Zayin, Gemara over there also brings the same memra. As Rashi over there is two Malachim Bedas Veshamai. One Malach is that what it means tar is it's Mamish Tar Legamri. And in order to understand Rashi, you just need a little bit of Hakdama. There's two ways to be Metame Dam. There's two kinds of Tuma. Aleph, you could be Metame Mishum Nevela. And Nevela is a Ava Tuma, which is a Tuma Be'etzem. And then you could be Metame Midin Mashke. Now, Loch is a Mashke, which touches a Ava Tuma, becomes Tamei. As even if the Mashke, even if the Dam is not Tamei Mitzad Atzmai, but it could be Tameh because it touched the Avatumah, the Mashal touched the Basar of the Behemah, because the Dam is connected. As Rashi says, that when Beis Shammai says that it's Tar, he doesn't only mean it's Tar ben Avela, which is the Tumah that Beis Hillel is talking about, but he means it's Tar even from Tumas Mashke, because the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Braisa, is Tar, Mashba Tar Legamri, not just Tar min Avela. As lama ain by Tumas Mashka, Rashi doesn't say. The Tesis Rid in Shabbos and Dafayin Zion is Masber, a P what he's Medaika Mishnah in Machshirin, Perig Vav Mishnehe. That the Mishnah over there says there's Zion Mashin, which are Machshir Lutuma, meaning something is not Makabal Tuma unless a Mashke goes on it. It's called Hechshir Tuma. And one of the things, the Zayim Mayim, Chola, V'chulei, one of the things is Dam sheyotzu al yidei shchita. And Mavur Davka Dam, which is yotzu al yidei shchita, has a shem mashke le'imyan hechshet tuma. Zogt Tosfos V'ed, just like by hechshet tuma, the old Dam Nevela doesn't have a shem of a mashke. It's all one you said. It doesn't have a shame of a mashka. A mashka doesn't mean anything that's a liquid. It means something which is choshev b'tayris mashka. And the only thing which is choshev b'tayris mashka is dam shchita, but not other dam. Askum d'chois lefil mahalech arishin of Rashi, Beis Shammai is saying it's tar. Tar is mashma legamri, because it's tar midin nevela, because nevela is only basar. And this is not the basar. And it's tar midin mashka. I touched the basar. No, it's tar midin mashka because it doesn't have a shem mashka. Only a dam of a shchuta has a shem mashka. Rashi in the Mahalach Hasheni in Shabbos and the Rambam in Avos Atuma, Shaar Avos Atuma Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, who paskins like Beis Shammai over here, she says, yeah, the whole machlokes is only klapei tumas nevela. Midin mashka, it's taka mitame. Askum dechoyz bedas beishamai, we have a machlaikis. Zicha beishamai said it's tar midin nevela, and a machlaikis rishonim, if it's also tar midin mashka. See this beisila, as it's mitame midin nevela, and its shiura is kirevi, is hoyo v'yochol likrish v'lamed al kizayis. Because there's two ways of understanding Beis Hillel. One way of understanding is the reason why Dam is Mitama is because it's Nechshev Kibasa. And that's why when you want to know what the shear is because if it would get hard, if a Revius of Dam gets hard, as from a Revius of Dam you can make a Kazayas, because the shear of Basar is Kazayas. As being that the Tuma of Dam is Mishum, that it's Kibasar, as therefore Dam is only Mitama when it's Kibasar, when it congeals, when it's hard. is on them. Why you mishar adam kifi? What it would be when it gets hard? Every other liquid, you make the shir kifi what it is when it's a liquid. Why over here do you do say shit? You make the shir kifi shem yikrush. As the fizeh comes out, that which the Gemara brings in this din, that the shir is im yikrush yamer al kazayis, is not just the shir, but it's really the hezber. Why is dam metame? Because dam could congeal, and then it'll be doimet to basa, and that's why shira is kibasa. Another way of learning is, no, it's makabal mtuma midin dam. The shir is kadesha yifra, because it's a din in the shir, then it's choshev. Shir mamisham shivis. Those are the two ways of learning. As l'choyra, that's the shakla v'tarya in Taisis. Taisis divrei ha'masul hayol. Starts off that from Agamara, you have a right that dam is choshev kibasa. Dainu Taisis learns the reason why it's tamei is because it's choshev kibasa. And yes, a bunch of shaylas and mila and chulen. In the Seif, he's miyashiv. Afterwards, he has another shaila from Psachim that you see dam is cholik from basar. And then Taisus answers at the end that you need a gzeres akosiv, but v'achar ribui the shir is v'mashi yochol lamed b'kazayis. As in Taisus over, you could be mistopic, meaning zichah in the beginning of Taisus held dam was kibasar. And therefore, yes, why do you need ribuyim that dam is kibasar in other places? I read as far as dam is kibasar, shiachol likre shalamid. At the end, he says, it's a gzeres akosiv. But yesh l'stapik, what is he saying? It's a gzeres akosiv that tells us that dam is kibasar, but now the tumah is misham basar. Or the gzeres akosiv is telling us that it's a nayadin tumah of dam. As in Taisus over here is sasim. Of in Taisus and Psachim and Davchav Beis, you have a very similar Taisus. Now, over there, the Dvarim Aklar, the Rabbeinu Tam starts off, and he's Mechia from Agamara, that Dino Yiskebasa, and he has on the Gemara in Psachim. And Taisus brings the read that says that no, Dino is not Kebasa. And what it's Metam is Mishum Exeris Akosif. The Furish Betaisus, that once Taisus is saying that it's you need Exeris Akosu to say Dam is Metame, as the Ri is saying it's not Mishom Basar, he's being Choylik. As Kumta Chois Lefizet, Zemachlik is the Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri, what Pshat in the Gemara is. Rebbeinu Tam learns Pshat in our Gemara is the Tum of Basar Lefi Beisil is Midin, the Tum of Dam Lefi Beisil is Midin Basar. That's a Dam Kinevela, Kibasar Nevela. And the Ri is being chayik and saying, no, it's tam exeris akosiv. The dam is also a part of the nevela, but not because it's kibasar. In the Ravid, in his Pirusha, in the Mishnah, in Idias Perik Hey Mishnah Aleph, when it brings down this din, as he says, a big chiddush, he says, that which the shir is a revius, because when it's oimid, it'll be yikresh. Is Xeri Derabanan. And it was bothering him also, but Derech Klal, when you make a shir on mashkim, the shir is kefila mashkim, not when it turns hard. Because why over here is it different? As he's explaining, because the shir is not a shir, regular shir of halach l'maisha misinai. This is Xeri Derabanan, because dam, the derech is for it to be yikresh. As if you have a revius dam, it's going to congeal and it's going to be a kazayis, and people are going to mix it up with basar. As therefore, chazal were geyser, and they said it's metame be revius. Lefizeh, the whole shir over here is only a shir darabanan, as you can't buy from here what together the gzeres hakosif is. The Ravid is al derech the Ri and Psachim that learns that you can boy from here that the inyan of the shir is because the dam is metame midin basa. Achrayim want to be medayik Rashi and Kuf Gimel Amid Beis that he holds like the Ravid because he says the shiura the rabbanon he. Taisus that argues on Rashi and Kuf Gimel Amid Beis and learns the Gemara is not talking about the Shir's Lushitase, it learns it's Daraisa. But the you could be mantra, the Rashi means the Rabbanan were Meshayer, meaning the Shir Midaraisa is what will be omitted into a salad of a Kazayas. That we didn't know. As you need the Rabbanon to be Meshayer to make the Oymid, how much blood, when it turns hard, it becomes a Kezayis. As Tyson Sanhedrin of Dalet Amud Beis, Tyson says, why don't you need by a sheretz, the halacha is, it's metame the dam kadosha. Just like the basa is kadosha, the dam is kadosha. Practices that why don't we say that you need more dam kedei that when it will dry, it'll be kadosha. The same way we say over here, you need revias kedei that when it will dry, it'll be kezayis. Over there, we should say you need more than a kadosha. When it'll dry, it'll be kadosha. As Tosis over there is going with the Rabbeinu Tam, that this din of dam gibasa is exeris akosiv, is a svarim, sorry, is umela taisvaseas. Well, the feet taisis over here that you need a posik, as then it's very gishmak. Taisis says there's a posik over there that says dam is metame. As kol din is oimid bifnei atzma, it's a posik. Gurade, even Lafi, the beginning of Taisis, that learned there was a Svara, but Taisis over here is Mavur Nachal Yishev on the side of Taisis and Sanhedrin. Taisis is, if it's a Svara, as why do you need a Pasik by the Inyan of Sheretz that Dam is Matama? Must be, it's coming to tell you that over there Dam is Matama more than a regular Baya Behema. Baya Behema, you need Yochel Likrish Shulamad Al Kazayas of a Bay Sheretz, even without that. Mishnah then starts the Inyan of Nidvas Yayin. In the Mishnah Daf Kum Gimel, we learn that you could be Menadev a Mincha. And we learn what the Shir of Silas in the Mincha. You can't be poichesif from Isarin. And Afkuv Gimel Amid Beis, we learned to share the biggest share you could give in one kli is Samach Isarin. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us the dinim of Yayin. Yayin is also a chelik of a mincha, as you bring soilus together with shemen, and you bring Yayin. So over here in Kuv Dalet, the Mishnah is mechadesh, just like you could be menadev, the soilus part of the mincha. As well, then you could be menadev the yayim part of the mincha. However, and over here also, the Mishnah tells us what the shir is. Here it says a different shir. You could only be menadev migim alugin veloy pachas lezeh. As where's the makkah for this? The Gemara in the Hemshecha Amid brings a braisa that darshens it from the lashon of kocha. Where do you see from kocha that you could only bring three lugim? But the kavana is it saying kocha, you should bring it kefi the shir that's kosev in the parsha. When you have a chiyuv to bring nesachim, then when you bring a behema, you have a chiyuv to bring nesachim. As over there, the shir is gimalugim, as we're dashening kocha, even when you're bringing midin nedava, which is nisrabe from the words of the Ezrach, the Braisa says, but the Ezrach has to be kocha, it has to be the same shir as when you're bringing it, when you mechuyev to bring it with a behema. And that's how Rashi and the Rambam amazbir the Mishnah. That's the reason why you could only be misnadev shloisha, because of this svara you could only be menadev kifi what you're mechuyev to bring. The Gemara is meduyik like this hezba, because when the Gemara brings the brisa, the lash of the Gemara says, "Maishna shalosh to misnadvin mishum de chazi lekeves chamisa b'shisha chazi la'ayelu para." As the Gemara once explains the numbers, why you could do 3, 5, and 6, it says because that's what you do when you bring a keves and you mechuyev to bring a mincha with a keves, or when you bring a ayel and a para. As you see clear, that that's the geder of the miyat, and that's also mavur from the fact the Mishnah says not only are we mayat one lug or two lugim, we're also mayat chamisha lugim. It's arach bia. Array, if we're using the drasha of kocha to tell us you can't do less than three, I say, how could you be mayat stama number of five? It's two different drashas. One is telling you the least, and then there's another drasha, you can't do this number. How could you learn out two different things? But being that we madai the Gemara, we saw in the Rashi and the Rambam that they say the gedder, the gzeres akosiv is you could only be misnadev kifi, the sheer of what you mechuyev to bring. Because then it's very gishmak. It's one drasha, you can only be misnadev kifi, what you mechuyev. One and two, there's no chiyev, and five, there's no chiyev. You could say a little bit of a hezba. You have to be boidik in the sugi later on. If you say it, lamaisa, the din is exeris akosiv. You could say a little bit of avana, that it's a chiddush, you could be menadiv yayin. Bifnei atzma, in the Torah, it was mechadashit kifi, what we already have a parash of yayin in the Torah. Efshadus is the gedder. Another nekuda in the Mishnah is what's the pirish amilim of ein misnadvin. As a Rashi in the Gemara learns that the kavan is ein makrivim b'shir zeh. He says that you're not makriv the mincha when it has this shir. And Mameli's medayik the Mishnah that the same way you can't be makriv two and one, you can't be makriv five also. As you see, when you menadev five, you can't bring four because it says you can't bring it b'chlam. The Gemara is matra the diyik. And Rashi's Masbeh that you can learn the din of Ein Misnadvin B'chomesh means L'chatchila, it's aser to be Menadev Chomesh. But Ein Ochinami, if you did it already, you could be Makrivit. Skum Tuchais, we have a Machlekes in the Sugya. Ravashi learns that Ein Misnadvin means you're not Makrivim. The Gemara is Daicha, you could possibly be Mefarsh, and it means it is L'chatchila. But Hami is Mavur in the Gemara. Not Lekuli Alma is Chal Kedusha B'chomish. The Lashon the Gemara is Shemamalalu Adlog V'karvi. When you misnadev Chomish, as then it's Yemamalalu Lug, you add another Lug, and your Makriv it is Sheish, because five you can't be Makriv. As that's Klapi the Mir of Chomish. Even though there's a Mir of Chomish, the whole din is a misnabin. You're not Makriv Chomish, but the Chomish is Niskadish. What about by one and two? What's the pirush of Amos Nadvin? It means that just you're not makriv, or the kedusha is not chal b'chlal. As the zevach toid is miyasi, that it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi b'seif amud, divrei ha'maskil al ha'sara says that gam b'lug ha'shtayim. What you do is it's kodesh and you're memalalu. And Rashi, even the fact that Rashi says you just add another lug in your makrivit, that it's kaddish. The Rambam in Maisa Korbanos Perech Yuzayin Halacha Yud Beis says lahedya that it's enoy kaddish klal. Hagam, they both learned out from kocha, but the gedder the mir is tali by shtayim ve'echad that there's no carbon bechlal that way, is then it's not kaddish. Ashenkin, when you're doing five, as Bechlal Chomesh is Arba. As a Mela, the Kedusha is Chal on it. That's the way the Zevach Taita is Mazber, the Rambam. Taisa Zeyas a Shaila on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mavur, that when you menadev Pochas Mikashir, like Echad or Shtei Lugim, the halacha is that your potter, you're not mechuyev to bring Echad or Shtei Lugim. Not mechuyev to bring anything, we karon. And the Isis says, why is it cholik from the Mishnah Daf Kuv Gimel? And over there we learned that when your menadev pachas mi yisaren, and the shir of Silas for mincha is yisaren, so when you menadev pachas mi kishir, pachas mi yisaren, the halacha is yisarech lahavi yisaren shalem. But you see, the ned is not chal shaloi kalacha. And we say he's mischayev to do kalacha. As what then when he's misnadev pachas mishloi shalugim, which is pachas mikashir, we should say over here he's chayev lavi shalash lugim, like we say over there. as in the Tosis Yontif on the Mishnah, he wants to be Miyashiv, the Shail of Tosis, that in the Gemara before, the Gemara was Masik, that the time of the Mishnah before is like Rabbi Yechanan. That's talking about a Hechatimsa, where he says, Ili Hayisi Yodea Shelo Yochel Anadar Bashir of Chatzi, less than Isarin. It would have been Menadev Isarin. As you could say, the Mishnah over here is talking about where the person didn't say it. Anyway, we're saying the Mishnah before is Hechatimsa, that he comes back and he says something. This Mishnah is not saying, not going in that Hechatimsa. Lanira Taisis holds that the Mishnah is Meduyig not that way. Because over there's a Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when you Menadev Pachas Mikashir, you Chayiv Besarim. Over here, there's a Stam Mishnah. When you Menadev Pachas Mikashir, you're not Chayiv. If it was talking about a different Hechatimsa, as the Tana should have been Merames, that each one is talking about a different Hechatimsa. As a Gamla Din Avad, everyone's Maida to the Taisis Yontif. But being that in both places the Tana was Sosim, and in one place he's Sosim that it's Chayiv, in one place he's Sosim that it's Potter, it's Mashma that in the same seer, in one place you're Chayiv, in one place you're Potter. That's why Taisus asked the question. As Taisus is Miyashiv, that over there is talking about where you said Hare Alai, and the Chayiv is Al the Gavron. That's Mefurish in the Mishnah. As when he says, the Chayiv is on me, as you could say that really he meant to be Mechayiv himself and more than he did. Over here our Mishnah is talking about where the Yayin is Lefanov. And he's making the Neder Kifi what's sitting in front of him. And Melech only Chal Kifi what's sitting in front of him. Is that which Tosis says the Mishnah for is going by a Re'alai? That's Mefurish in the Mishnah. That's not Eichatimsa. But what Tosis Mechadesh that our Mishnah is talking about when he says Hare Elu, that's not Mefurish in the Mishnah. Void, it's a little bit Meduik in the Mishnah. That not that way, because the Mishnah says Stam. The Mishnah doesn't say any Hechatimsa. It's Mashba B'chol Tzirim. Void, why was the Tana setting up our Mishnah at Tzir where you said Elu? Why did the Tana speak in Tzir where you didn't say Elu like the Tana before? This is the Tchukim in what Tosis is saying. That's a Pesach already, to look for a different teretz to be miyashiv the shaylam. Bemes Tosis himself is misayim that the Gemara is mistapik im yesh kvan rasochim, and Rashi learns it's talking about barei alai. The Tosis yandiv is madgish that the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah to be poshed the shaylam. As if the Gemara is mistapik in its year of Hare Alai, Mashma the Mishnah is also going by Hare Alai. As Muchach and Rashi, the Rashi learns not like Tosis. As the Mishnah Melech and Maisa Korbanos Perek Yuzayin Halacha Yud Bey speaks out that Tosis means to say, Rashi learned the Safik was going by Hare Alai, as Rashi is Muchach not like my Teretz. But Tosis will learn the Gemara is only going by Elu. And Lafi Rashi, you have to say another Mahalach to be Miyasha the Shaila of Tosis. Tosis Yondiv Tainas also Lafi the Rambam, you also have to say another Mahalach, because the Rambam is bringing down the Gemara by Stam Neder. He doesn't say it's Tafka talking about Bayelo. It's Bain Lafi Rashi, Bain Lafi the Rambam, they learn the Mishnah is even going by Stam Neder of Hare Alai. As they can't learn like Tosis's Teretz. So the Shaila is how they're going to answer Tosis's Shaila. Why is it Cholik from the Gemara before? As the Mishnah Melech over there, the Lecha Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Om Yashiv the Rambam, Lishitasai, the Gishmaka Knech, the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Tes says that the din of the Mishnah before, that Yimuchuyiv to Mimevi Yisaran Shalim, is only when he said Hare Alai Mincha. And then he added, Pachas Miyisaren. As then you could say that when he said, Hare Alai Mincha, it's Nichlan in his words that he was Machayiv Yisaren Shalom, being that Mincha is normally Yisaren Shalom. That's what the Rambam says on the Mishnah before. As Lafi Zeh, you have a Gishmaka Teretz, which is Mavur clearly in the Mishnayis. The Mishnah before is talking about it here, where he says, Hare Alai Mincha, Minis, Pachas Miyisaren. As he said, led yimincha b'fnei atzmai, as a mela, that's why he's chayiv to be mevi, sar and shalim. Mashenkin in our Mishnah, he didn't say Arei Alai Mincha. He just said Arei Alai Lug Yayin. As a Mela, over here, you're only Mechuyiv Kifi, what you said. As Bein Lefitois is Bein Lefit the Rambam, there's no chilik be'etzem between Seilas and Yayin. The chilik is just how you said the Lashon HaNeder. It's mechalik one way in the chilik. The Rambam is mechalik another way. The Mishnah Lamelech is maybe a curious sefer that wants to make a different chilik. That is a chilik between Pachas Mishir Seilas and Pachas Mishir Yayin. Because by Seilas, Matzinu, that you may be a Chatzi Yisarin. Mechavite Kohen Gadol, that he's maybe Baboiker Ubalaila, and he's Sarin, and he splits off, he brings half to Sarin Baboiker and half of it Balaila. As a Bezei, therefore, when you say a Neder of Chatzi Asarin, it's not a Dava Bottle, because there is a Musig of a Neder of Chatzi Asarin. As therefore we say it's Chal and Isarin Shalim. Masha'en Kain by Lug, we never find someone bringing a Lug or Shtei Lugim, you always have to bring Lupacha Shalish. The reason why the Tosfos didn't want to learn that way, you could say, is because in Mechavite Kohen Gadol, it's not so poshut that you look at it that he's being maybe a Chatzi Asarin. But Keb, there's a tziruf between the Chavitim in the morning and the Chavitim of the afternoon. It's called one Karban Mincha. He brings half in the morning, half at night, but it's one Karban Mincha together. As I would say, the mincha is the yisarin. As Mela maybe Tosfos held, you can't bring a raya from there that you could be maybe a chatzi yisarin. Okay, so those are the mahalchim to be machalik between our sugi and the sugi on Daf Kuf Gimel. Between the Gemara then has the suffix im yesh kva l'nesachim. What's the suffix? That he was mechayiv to bring five. Oz, does he have to bring all five together? I know five means five together. Or maybe he could do four. That's also called the kiyum of his nether. Five was just the amount altogether that he's mechayiv to bring. He wasn't mechayiv to bring it together. That's the suffix in the Gemara. Rashi is the Gemara. It's nasa l'karben echad. If you have to bring it together, because it becomes one big carbon of chamesh lugim. V'yesh ladin, what's the suffix of the Gemara? Is the suffix of the Gemara in the kavan of the neider? If his kavan is bedavka lahavi akol b'yachad or not? The ma'isa you see in the sugyan kuv dalet amid beis. The Gabi the Shir of Yud Aleph that the Gemara says, does he mean to be mitzvah of three behemoths or two behemoths? The Gemara says it's Tali in his Kavana. As over there, the Gemara says that it's Tali in Kavana. As Efshehu Adin over here, the suffix is Tali in his Kavana. However, the Lashon of the Gemara, Yesh Kval in Esachim, is Loi Mashma that the suffix is in his Kavana. So it's Mashma, it's a suffix Betzem, if there's a Musig of Kval in Esachim. Boy, the Gemara asks different questions. You never find the Gemara says Chulukin, Kavana, not Kavana. Gemara never is Machalik. Ubi Yeser, in the Hemshech of the Gemara darshans that the reason why you can't be Makrif full, if you're the man the Yama that holds Yesh Kva, I'm sorry, the Gemara darshans, the reason why Ein Kva is because it's Nilmad from a Pasik. If the need is in Kavana, how could you darshan it from a Pasuk? A Pasuk doesn't tell us a Kavana. As Pashtis, it's Mashman the Gemara, and from the fact that we're bringing a Pasuk, that this is a Sufik Be'etzem, how is it Chal? Is it Chal as one big carbon together? Or no, you could do it separately. The Fiza, you'd be able to answer a question, the Gemara has it sad, that you can't be misnadiv Yud Aleph also. As frekt the Achreinim, so why in the Mishnah does the Mishnah say you can't be misnadiv Chomesh? Why didn't it say also you can't be misnadiv Yud Aleph? Well, the Fiza is good. By Yud Aleph, it's totally be Kavana. If his Kavana is Lahedya for three things, it'll work. But over here, it's not tolling his kavana. Even when his kavana is lahedi, it still wouldn't work. It's a shaila be'etzem. The Gemara clears the suffix of yesh kval and asachim or not in a tzir of chomish, which is a shir that you can't be menadev. The taras hakodesh in the sfas emes dan that why is the Gemara only mistapik when you're menadev a shir that you can't be menadev that a menadvim. You could clear the same suffix if you're menadev shitra. If afterwards he wants to be makiv shalosh and shalosh separately, is he allowed to do it separately? Do you say yesh kval and asachim? The sfas emes says that it's meduyik in the Gemara that if you're nadiv shisha, which the halach is you could be menadiv that number, as then it's poshit that you can't be machalik. Avad over there yesh kva. The old shayla, or maybe ein kva, is only when you're menadiv a misper, which you're not allowed to be menadiv, which you can't be menadiv, as then is it said that it's not kva. Of when you're menadiv something that you could be menadiv, avad over there, it's kva. That's the sfas emes, which is really the pashtis kimdumani. The tiris achoydish is choylik, and he goes the other way. That over there it's poshet that it's yochol lechalik, because the whole tzad of the Gemara that you can't be machalik is because you're goyrim that one would go to moiser. It's not mashman the lashon of the Gemara that the reason why you can't be machalik is because it goes lemoiser. The Gemara is mashman because it's hukva biyachad. Void Lashon of Rashi says the reason why you can't be Mechalik is because it's hook full of carbon echo, not because you can go to Maisa. As the Dikduk is a good diuk, but the Pashtis is like the Sfas Emes, that the beer of the Dikduk is because when you're Menadev Shish, it's Pasha that you have to bring everything together. If you that said that in Kva, what do you do? As the Gemara says, you makriv arba, you could be makriv arba, and then you take chad minayu and you bring it l'nedava. As what's the pshat of chad minayu l'nedava? As Rashi brings two efshariyot. One efshariyot is shemoichrim, you sell it, and you use it for kaitza mizbeach. I know they used to bring a korban oila to the mizbeach, a nidvesibur, when there were no korbanis on the mizbeach. Or you sell the nesachim and you use it for that, that the mizbeach shouldn't be bottled. Makar of Rashi of this malach is the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, according to the man, the Yama, in kfa, is why don't you make a shayfa lemois and nesachim mekaitz a mizbeach? Metzim it's mefurish halacha, the Mishnah and Shkolim, that kaitz mois and nesachim is hoylech lenedavis. That's really the pashta loshin of the Gemara is l'nedava mashma l'kaitza mizbeach. Rashi over here brings another pshat that you could bring it b'tor nesachim of a carbon tamid. Myself here also it's a carbon sibur. Just in the second pshat of Rashi you don't have to sell it. You could be makriv it itself as a carbon tamid. And according to the tzad of yesh kva, as what's Yefsharis is over there, you can't split it into four and one and use the one Lamaisar. Is what do you do? As the Gemara says, it's out of Enkva is Mamaliluhu. In the Rambam, in Perik Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Dalid is Meduyik Chiddush. The Lashon of the Rambam is Omrim Loi Hashleim Lashlisha. Meduyik in the Rambam, Yechayiv to bring Shisha. And it's a big Chiddush. The Pashtus is, you're only Mechayiv B'chomish. Why are you Mechayiv to be Mamalad? You could learn Pashup Shan in the Gemara is if he's Mamalad, he could be Makrivit. Not that he's Mechayiv to be Mamalad. L'chor, you have to say, the Ramam understood that being that the only way you could be Makriv the five is if you're Mamalad, as his nether to maybe five, is Gufa Mechayiv him to be Mamalid and bring another look, Kedei to be able to be Makrib the five that he was Menader. It's Taka Chiddush. The Mishnah Lamelech, Emaisa Korbanis, in Perik Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, he has a Shailon the Gemara. We have two poemim that we have a shir. We have it on Kuf Gimel by Yisarin of Silas, and over here by Shloisha Lugim of Yayin. As what is the Gemara done if Yesh Kva Ein Kva Dafka by Silas by Yayin? Why didn't the Gemara done this before in the sugya of Silas also? As he answers, Lefitais, this is good. Over there, the halacha is when you machayev himself to bring hechetzi yisarin, the Mishnah says yechayev lahavi yisarin. But it's not the negeya the sugi of kva in kva, because yechayev lahavi yisarin mamish. It's only over here in the sugi where you could be machayev when you machayev pachas mikashir that it was negeya the shailas. The Gemara dons it where it's negeya. The Griz wants to be miyashiv with the lom de shavot, that it's cholik the shir of Yisarin Silas and the shir of Shloisha Lugim ben Nesech. That over there by Silas it's a shir in the chefs of the carbon. The carbon of Silas is Bisarin. As over there, Vivadai lo yachol achalik, because it's one chefs of Yisarin. Mashenkin over here, the shir of Shloisha Lugim, the Briskerov wants to be machadish, it's not a shir in the carbon. The shir in the Maisa Nisuch. As a mele, over here the Gemara could have a tzad that you could be mechalikit for Ein Kva, but only over here by Nisachim you have the tzad. And he's mazbe, he wants to bring a raya to this because the Mishnah says, Misheshu lemaila vada yochol anada. Aye, there's no behema that's makiv. As Rashi says, good, so you're mitztarif too. You can start off a keves and an aisle and you'll come up with the shear. Frag the Briskerov, if the shear is in the carbon, is how could you start off a keves and an aisle? It's two different carbonis. But if the shear is in the mice and isuch, then it's good. Rather, you could dine on the Briskerov, and if the shear is in the mice and isuch, harid aloch is yimanasach, each one the chur also. But the Briskerov just meant that it's better. L'chayra, there is a hara on the Briskerov in the Mishnah later on Daf Kuf Zayin. Rebbe holds a minadvin shemen shalosh lugim, and the Gemara says you learn it out of Yayin. In b'Yayin the shir is in the nisuch. That's only shayach by Yayin that you menasach on the mizbeach. As then there's a din ma'isa nisuch. Al b'shemen you maktir nes a shemen on the ish, like the Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. Zim Kane, how could you learn out the shear? Bishlam, if it's a shear in the carbon, is you learning out this carbon from that carbon? It's a shear in the Maisa Nisuch by Shemen, there's no Maisa Nisuch. Choyra, thus is a starker makar, starker taina, connected the Briskerov. The Zevach Toyda is another question, Dan's on another question on the Sugya. Why is the Gemara mistabik b'chomesh? Because ein menadvin b'chomesh, the Gemara could be mistabik b'shtayim, ein menadvin b'shnayim. Ay, what's it negeya ein kva negeya? That b'shnayim, you could bring it l'nid v'sibur, and you don't have to be memane, memale. So he wants to bring a raya from here to the sheet of the Rambam, in Maisa Korbanos, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Dalet. It holds that if you mekadesh tayim, it's loy chal lehegdish bechlal. Only by chomesh it's chal lehegdish. As the fiza is very gishmak, the gemara kun klar bashtayim, because bashtayim it's not kodesh bechlal. Abel Zevach Teide says that Rashi in the Seif HaOmid, Divrei HaMasal Ad Asara, is mefurish loy ke Rambam. As the fiza Rashi it's fair. Why is the gemara dining by chomesh and not bashtayim? Nira, you could say that the Gemara wanted to say it's here that Mishum ain't kva yemachalikit. Tainu, four go for one thing and one goes for another thing. Mashengi by Shtayim, you can't be makriv one, as they're both going for the same thing. As the Gemara wanted to say in ain't kva that you can mamish be machalik and do two different hakravas, is that the chiddush is much bigger than by five. Then by two, as that's why the Gemara was knocked at five. Okay, as we kids said, we saw the beer, the suffix of Yesh Kva Nesachim, it's a suffix Be'etzem, it's Korban Echor or not. And then we saw Kamaris, Doris of the Mishnah Melech, why are we clearing by Yayin, not by Seilis? Dar the Chavetz Chaim, why are we clearing by Chomish and not by Shtayim? And Dar the Sfasemis, why are we clearing by Chomish and not Shish? Those are the different Nakudas we saw in the Gemara. The Gemara then goes ahead and brings a Raya from Moses. The Gemara says, Lefi Atzad Shein Kvan, Yochel Lechalik Ledalad, and it's Nisha 1. And you give it Lenid V'Sibur, as why don't we make a Shofar Lenid V'Sibur, like we have Shofars in the Beis HaMikdash for the different things that are going L'Kayitz HaMizbeach. The Fiza goes L'Kayitz HaMizbeach also. And the Gemara is Miyashiv, because Efshel Litzdarif HaDodi, you don't have to use it for Nid V'Sibur, because you could be Mitzdarif HaDodi. So what's Pshat? As the Rebbeinu Geshem learns the Gemara Kipshuta, that it means two people, or three people actually, that were neid of five, as each one is makir four for himself, and he takes one, and the one that's extra, he's mitzdarif to two other people, and all three of them being a carbon, a nisuch of gimelugim biyachad. That's poshipshan in the Gemara. Of the shaylon, it is from the Mishnah, kuv dalet amid beis. The Mishnah says, ein misnadvin mincha b'shutfis. It's how could the Gemara over here say that you misnadiv a nisuch, three people together, each one a lug, that's a shutfis. You don't do a mincha, mishutfis, because you have to be machalik, that the Mishnah later on is talking about a mincha soilis, the chelik of soilis of a mincha, and over here we're talking about yayin. And what's the chelik? Because the miyat that you ain't a misnadiv mishutfis is no mal from the word nefesh. Nefesh was written by Silas, not when you misnadiv yayin l'chud. It would have been a partial way of answering the Rebbeinu Gershom from the Mishnah. Of the Mikdash David in Simin Yud Sifkot and Beis, there's another Shaila from a Tairis Koyanim. And by Yikra Perik Yud, that's Dairish, Kishem Shein Shutvin Mevi'in Mincha, Huadin Shalai Mevi'in Yayin. As Mefurish in the Tairis Koyanim, that Shutvin are not Mevi'in Yayin. As how does it stem with this Gemara? However, if you look at the Rashmi Shantz on the Torah's Koyanim, he learns that this halacha is taka machlekes. It's totally where you learn out the din from. The Torah's Koyanim holds like the Gemara in Zvachim, that the din of Yumisnadim Yayin is nomad from the word of Karbin Mincha, like it's referred in the Torah's Koyanim in Perek Tes. As a bezei kum duchois, you learn out yayin from mincha. It means that you learn out yayin from mincha, it has a din of mincha that yayin misnadev v'shutfis. Abba Agamara darshins it out of ezrach, that's nemar b'yayin. As im kain, there's no hechrach that the din of yayin will be shoved to the din of soilis, as then you could be mechalik, that the meat of nefesh was only said in soilis. As if the makar of yayin is learned out from soilis, as yayin has a din of soilis, that's the sheet of Torah's Kanim. But the sheet of Agamar is it's learned out of Ezrach, it has its own makar, as then it doesn't have to be din of shavu the mincha, it could be mincha saying it may be b'shutfis, or yayin is maybe b'shutfis. The Mishbish David himself, tain is that you could say they're not bringing B'tayrus Shutfis, even though they're bringing, putting it together, but it's not Chalat Sira. For Behema, when the three of them buy a Behema together, that's called a Makrib B'Shutfis. But over here, each one is his Lug Yayin. That's not called a being Makrib B'Shutfis. It's just they're all doing it at the same time. Like a big Chiddush. Stylish Lema says, copy the Gufa Gemara, you could maybe get out of it. And you could say that the Gemara doesn't mean that they're makriv together. No, the Gemara means l'kayitz ha-mizbeach, that you bring a nesach for a kayitz ha-mizbeach, as it has a shame of a nesach sibo, not a nesach of a yochid. Ein sham what he dons over there, if there is such a musig of bringing nesachim for a kayitz ha-mizbeach. Okay, we'll move on to the next Mishnah on Kuv Dalet Amid Beis. As so far we learned on Kuv Gimel that then you could be Menadiv Soilis, how much Soilis in Isaran. On Kuv Dalet we learned you could be Menadiv Shemen. On Kuv Dalet we learned you could be Menadiv Yayin, how much Yayin, Shleshalugim. Now on Kuv Dalet and Mebeis we're learning that you could be Menadiv Shemen. Because Bemis every Mincha is Murka from three Chalokim, Soilis, Shemen, and Yayin, as the Mishnah is being Mechadish. that not only are you mechuyev to bring soilah shemen and yayin, you could even be menadev soilah shemen and yayin. And the Gemara by Yosef Moisif that Aliba the Kuli Alma, you could zicha be menadev shloshtem yachad. By shemen, there's a machlaikis in the Tanoim if you could be menadev be yachad. Yesh Lodin, the Mishnah ready on Kuv Dalet Amid Aleph said, you menadev yayin. So why does the Mishnah repeat itself on Kuv Dalet Amid Beis? As Efshe, you could say, because the makar of Tarfin that you menadev shendem is because you learn it out of yayin. Rabbi Kiva says, there's a svar lechalik. Yayin is mevi b'fnei atzmai, mashenkin shemen. As that's what the Mishnah is being madgish. That even Rabbi Kiva is moided to yayin, but he holds shemen as chalik from yayin. In Rashi, there will be a slight diuk that in the Mishnah before that which it says Yimanadiv Yayin, maybe it means together with a mincha. But this Mishnah means separately, because Rashi and our Mishnah is Madgish, you could be Menadiv Yayin separately. Rather, Ayin the Svas Emes, the Tans, that in our Mishnah is Mefurish, that you can Menadiv Shemin separately, and Yayin separately. What about Seila separately without any Shemin? As he says, L'chor the fear of Tarfin, the same way that you learn out Shemin from Yayin, maybe you could learn out Seilas from Yayin. And he says, as far as to be Machalik, Ayin Sham Hashem Mafalpil V'zeh. Rashi in the Mishnah is Madgish that L'fear of Tarfin, that you Menadev Shemin V'Yayin, even though you could be menadev each one, but there's a chilik beinayim in what you do with it. By yayin, you menasech it l'shitim. Hashemin koimsim imenu makdir makoimetz ala ish. The makor of Rashi is the sugyan zvachim daf sadik aleph amid beiz, and before daf ayin dalet amid beiz aminochis. And the Gemara says that you mezalef the yayin l'shitim. God, there's maybe shita shmuel that you know it's an al-gabi marocha. It's even by yayin, there's a shita that holds you do it al-gabi marocha. The reason why Rashi was not mefarish the Mishnah kishmuel is because the Gemara 9 Dalet Amid Beis says the Mishnah over there is meduyik, that it's cholik on shmuel, and it holds you mezalef ayayin l'shitim. The Mela Rashi was mefarish the Mishnah over here, lefi, what's meduyik in the Mishnah 9 Dalet, that the din of yayin is you put it in the shitim. Your shashi yes. That the makkah the Gemara brings that Yemizalf and Yayin is the Pasuk of Ezra. Charein the Pasuk of Ezra, the end of the Pasuk is Lahakriv Isha Reach Nichayach Lashem. That Yemakter on the Mizbeach. As if we're dashing from Ezra, how could you say the din is that you pour it on the Shittim? L'chor, you have to be Miyashiv the Rishash, that in every Pasuk there's the Pashat of Shad of the Pasuk and the Jush. As about the Poshet of Shad of the Pasuk is talking about when you mevi a mincha of Shemin and Soilus together, then you put it to Eish. The Gemara is dashing from the Pasuk, it also you see Yayin. But that's the Jewish. The end of the Pasuk is only going on the Poshet of Shad, not on the Jewish. Now, which Rashi says, the Koimitz, you Koimitz the Shemin, the Makkah is the Gemara before, 9 Dalet Amid Beis. And over there, the Rabbeinu Gershom says, you koimitz it when it's nikva. The Rabbeinu Gershom had shver, the shayla the Tosis Yantav in our Mishnah, that in a liquid, how could you do a kmitza? It's not shaykh to do a kashir. As therefore, he answers, the Mishnah is talking about kashir nikvi. The steamish Rashi is shari shayna, it's not mashma that way. B'yesa Rashi and the ksav yad and Tosis before Nayin Dalet Amid Beis, yes, why don't you do Kmitza B'yayin? And they say, because it's solul, it's not Shaykh Kmitza. Meduyik that by Shemin, which is not a liquid, it has some thickness to it, a taka is Shaykh Kmitza, not like the Rabbeinu Gershom. Rather, the Karanoira asks on them, that why do they have to say that the reason is because it's not Shaykh? Typically, that the reason why you comes in the Shemen is because it's nomad from Mincha, and Mincha you do Kmitza on. Masha'enkin and Yayin, you don't do Kmitza. So what was their Kasha B'chlal? Why B'Shemen do you do Kmitza and Yayin not? And they have to be Miyashi because Yayin it's not Shayich. Jezog, because B'Shemen you always do Kmitza. The Mincha is Soilus and Shemen, and you do Kmitza. Masha'enkin by Yayin, you never do Kmitza. Actually, you could say that Rashi and Daisvis are asking the fear of Tarfin in our Mishnah that says you could learn out Shemin Miyayin. As Fregzei, if you could learn out Shemin from Yayin, is how come there's a chilik v'neim linyan k'mitza? That Rashi is saying the chilik is because over here is shayach k'mitza and over here is not shayach k'mitza. How do you know that you're not maybe b'shutvis? The Mishnah in the end says that you're not maybe a mincha b'shutvis. And the Gemara dashens it from the word nefesh, that it says b'mincha. The Gilyan Hashas is mitzayin, that toisus in Zvachim Hamid Beis brings a toisus kanim, that nefesh is m'mayit siba and kormenai is m'mayit shutvis. The toisus says, Enochinami the Gemara Oviya should have brought down kormenai, he was just knock at the tchilas of the pasuk. Now, yesh lon, that is it the pshat that it's two different miyutim, one's mamayit siba, one's mamayit shutvis? Or pshat is we would have thought that you could have been machalik between the two. Comes the pasuk and say, dinam shave. If you learn the second way, it's much better why the Gemara wasn't makvit which pasuk it brings, because at the end of the day, it's all nilmat from one pasuk, bazeh v'gilal zeh. If you learn it's two different miyutim, then it's not so gishmak that the Gemara brought down the wrong pasuk. You use that for something else. Hami is mevur in the Gemara, in the Taras Kanim, that Sibur is cholik from Shutvis. Shutvis is a bunch of people together. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they're all bailim. Of a Sibur is the word that they form biyachad a chefs of Sibur, of Klal Yisrael. When you're bringing a carbon siva, it's not the vart, there's 100 shutvin, no, it's a chefs of siva. That was the makum, that's what's muchach, there's a makum to be mechalik. The Gemara brings another drasha from the Lashon of Nefesh. And midarkai, why does it say Nefesh by mincha? Midarkai lahavi a mincha ani, because a mincha is cheap. As Mishum Zen Malakos of Kilo Ikriva in Nafsho. What's Pshat? There's two Eifanim in the Mepharshim. One is he's being makiv his Eichel Shalai, which is his Chiyus. That's what he needs to live off of. As Kilo, it's his makiv his Nefesh, his Chiyus Vashem. In that day, he's going to eat less. He's not going to have food because he used the money for a Mincham. Another Pshat is Nefesh is Mashma Rotzen. Like Rashi says in Parshas B'Shalach, in Oz Yosef, Oz Tamalek, Nafshi Ritzayni. As Bishleim Ma'asher, okay, so Asher brings a mincha. I mean, it's not so hard for him. About Ani, that he mamish needs the money. When he brings the money, it's Mesiris Nefesh. He's going against his ruts, and it's hard for him. As it's Ki'ilu Hikriv Nafshay. Over here, is a gvaldiga limud klapit staka. And while you see two people giving staka, there's people, well, the people are giving $1 million. Psh, das is shiny gvaldiga. Wow, he's a big bald staka. The one who's giving $100, $50, he's not a bald staka b'chlal. Yeah. One who's giving $1 million, he deserves covered and in safe. Of the one who gives $1,000, yeah, he's, what'd he do? He didn't do a big thing. Over here you see, no. What weighs to Hashem, what's chashev, is the mysterious nefesh. Zeinochinami, I've had the person who gave $1 million, did a big thing. It's not easy to give $1 million. But if he's a triple billionaire and he's giving $1 million, fuck. Mashain Kane, the person who just has a little bit and he takes mamish of his day-to-day expenses, it's so hard for him. Das is mamish nefesh ki yakriv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it ki ilu he's makriv himself. You could learn it in other things too, in Lima Taira. In Amal, a person is very busy and he takes off the time of his hard work. He's exhausted and he comes to the Beis Medrash. And it's mamish mesiris nefesh for him to learn that half an hour. So you could say, yeah, it's half an hour. He's just learning daf yomi. When he mamish puts in the nefesh and the work, even after a tiring day when he's exhausted, that's mesiris nefesh, that's kilu hikriv. So Hashem is marich al ha-Torah in different places, that mesiris nefesh is not only when you're giving your life, Hashem, if you don't do this, we'll kill you. It's your mamish literally giving your life. the Sfasem is every time that a person is Moiser Nefesh, the Hainu, it's hard for him and he doesn't want to do it and he does it. That's also a level of Mesiris Nefesh. That's also the Kavan in Kriyashva. V'haftes Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. That's his Mesiris Nefesh. And that's the limud of a mincha. You could say a remez, mincha is milashen nach, that the Shechina is nachalav. When a person is Moiser Nefesh, and if when it's hard, I feel like he's makriv a mincha, he's menadev a mincha. As he's makriv nafshe l'Hashem, he gives of his nefesh l'Hashem, as then Hashem is mashva l'shechina on his nefesh. And he's zeicha to be he noyam, Hashem aleinu, maisi adenu kainanayim. Well, the Gemara continues that Hashem was machadish, that it should be, he has five different ways of doing the mincha, kedei to be mara, that it should be chaviv l'Hashem. And a person gives a little bit, he feels like it's not so chashuv to the other person. As Hashem showing, no, it's chaviv ma'id, you could do it this way, that way. Hashem wants the person to feel that it's chashuv l'Hashem. This is a gevaldig limud in all aspects of avodas Hashem. Don't look at the amounts. Look at the teichen, at the lev, of what's going into it. And it's chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'od. As he writes in everyone's avoda to learn menachas, this perik of menachas, shvi eila, it's a mincha laKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.